Now that winter weather is setting in, it's important for us to make sure we're following the best practices for maintaining our bird feeding stations. When weather stays consistently below freezing, we can stop worrying most of the time about germs, but any thaws make the seed on the ground wet, and the hot sun can melt snow around fallen seeds even when the temperature is well below freezing. This year, bird flu will simply not be a factor at American bird feeders. The only wild birds it's been found in so far are Asian ones that got infected from direct exposure to unsanitary, overcrowded poultry farms. But little by little, the virus will spread. So far, the movements of the disease don't seem consistent with movements of migratory birds and are much more likely related to agriculture. But any new disease is like Pandora's box, so eventually it may reach us or our birds. Getting into good habits now will not just be good with regard to bird flu. We should be protecting our backyard birds from salmonella, aflatoxins, aspergillosis, and other common disease organisms as well. And the first step is to keep our feeders clean. Washing feeders now and then with a strong bleach solution will help, but even more important is to scrape away and dispose of wet seed at least once a week, and then to rake up under the feeders. Letting rotten seed collect under the feeders is very dangerous for ground feeding birds, including redpolls and other tiny, endearing finches, grosbeaks, and even chickadees. Never feed red millet, either alone or as part of a seed mixture. A lot of grocery stores sell it in their combinations. It's a cheap way of bulking out bird seed. The problem is very few birds eat it at all, so it's left to spoil and then can spread disease organisms to the more desirable seeds. The most dangerous seeds that birds do eat are corn and peanuts. When fungus grows on either, it produces dangerous aflatoxins that can harm birds, pets, livestock, and even humans. I've gotten a few emails from one of my blog readers a couple of weeks ago. She'd found several dead birds in her yard, and her golden retriever, who likes to munch on bird seed, also got very sick. The seed mixture she offers includes corn and chopped peanuts both. Because aflatoxins are so dangerous, they're tightly regulated in human and pet food, but no testing at all is required for bird seed. And when even human-rated peanuts or corn get wet and moldy, the fungus can start producing these aflatoxins. Unless you consistently have a lot of time to keep up after your feeders, it's really best to leave peanuts and corn out of the mixture. Bird baths don't provide breeding grounds for mosquitoes in winter, but if you provide winter water, it's important to block out access for bathing, so birds can't fly away with a lot of water on their feathers. In most situations, birds can get plenty of water without our help, since their bodies have plenty of adaptations that allow them to conserve water and live with less. But they do love bird baths, and as long as you design them so birds can drink but not bathe in winter, bird baths can be a genuine kindness. Providing birds with healthy food and water with no ulterior motives is one of the little kindnesses that can separate humans from animals, and it's just a nice thing to do. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.